Okay, we left off yesterday in the middle of Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Today's Daf is a pretty long Daf, so I'm going to try to make up some ground here. The Gemara had provided a simen on the very first wide line of Daf Chaf Amid Beis of Eved, Bayis, Chatzayim, Bayis, Eved, Krovim. So the simen relates to different questions that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked from Rav Sheshes. So we saw yesterday the first question Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked from Rav Sheshes, namely whether an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy can be Nigala Chatzayim. Can you redeem him? Can you redeem half of him? Now, how do you redeem half of an Eved? So the issue was, can you redeem him for half of the years that he has remaining rather than for all the years at one time? Now, the next question, the first one on the line is Venafik. We are up to the second one on the line, Baimine, 18 lines from the bottom of the page. Baimine Rafuna Barchina Merav Sheshes. Hamocher Bayis Bate Arichoma, Nigala Chatzon Oenem Nigala Chatzon. What if you sell a house in Bate Arichoma? Can you be goel the house the Chatzon? Now, generally speaking, the halacha by Bate Arichoma is that if you sold a house in Bate Arichoma, you have 1 year to redeem that house. Within that year, if you can come up with the money to buy it back, to redeem it, so it's yours. Once that year passes, if you have not redeemed it, it never goes back, even at Yovel. It's gone forever. You'll never get it back. So can you be goel the house l'chatzayin? Now over here, when we talk about being goel l'chatzayin, it's not talking about timing, like by the Eved, where you're being goel half of his service, half of his years back. Over here, we're talking about literally half the house, that you're going to be goel half the house. So the shaila is, how do we look at it? Gulasu, gulasu, mistei achuzo gamar? Do we make a gzer shavu gulasu, gulasu from stei achuzo, namely, mas stei achuzo, just like a steachuza cannot be negelas lechatzayim, cannot be redeemed halfway. Af haynami in negelas lechatzayim, the same should apply to batei erichama. Odilma hechad the galigali, hechad the lo gali, or maybe no, maybe by steachuza where the Torah has a way of telling us that it should not be negelas lechatzayim, that's where you don't say it's negelas lechatzayim. But by batei erichama, it is negelas lechatzayim. I'm surprised though the Gemara never gets into the issue of yesh bo din chaluk or im bo din chaluk, like the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about when should and have to divide something, so you have to discuss how big is it? Is it something that normally could be divided? So a house, meaning if it doesn't have two doorways, probably is Ein Badin Chalukah. The Gemara discusses over there by Chatzeros and how you divide the Chatzer. If you need 4x4 for each person, and each Pesach needs 4x4. But one would have thought that whether it could be Nigal HaChatzon might relate to, might depend on at least, whether it has a Din Chalukah, that I'm going to go and redeem half the house, and neither of us are going to be able to use it. No one's going to be able to get a normal use out of it. But anyway, the Gemara does not raise the issue, so I guess it's not an issue. I'm not sure exactly why it's not an issue. One would have thought logically it should be an issue, but I guess if we have no drasha from a pasuk that it's an issue over here, so I guess there's nothing to talk about. But anyway, so that's the Shaila by Batei Arichoma. Do we say there's a concept of gula chatzan? We're going to see from the way Rabbi Shimon darshins that you can be lov v'gol v'gol chatzan. That not only can you lov v'gol means you can borrow money in order to be gol. It doesn't have to be from your own money. And that gol lechatzayin, that you're going to be able to redeem halfway. Ditanya, im gol yigael, malamit shalav v'gol, v'gol lechatzayin. That the pasuk says, im gol yigael, so we learn from there that you can be gol lechatzayin. Am Rabbi Shimon, matam, why? Why do you have the right to be gol lechatzayin? So Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon is the one who's dorish time at the kra. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that he's going to say, we're going to want everything to even out. We're going to want everything to be fair. So the fisha metzinu b'mocher steachuza, she yofa kocho, shim higia yovel v'lo. A normal steachuza, your normal inheritance, your field that you sell. The halacha is that we give you the upper hand in the sense that you get it back at Yovel, still hura kochoshen lo v'gol v'gol chatzon. Because we give you the upper hand that you get it back at Yovel, we give you the lower hand when it comes to being gol l'chatzon. We don't allow you to be gol l'chatzon, because you can't have everything. Makdish shehura kochol shem higia Yovel v'lo nigala yotza the kohanim be Yovel yafa kochosh lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. So someone who's makdish a field where he has the lower hand in terms of Yovel, when you makdish a field, it does not go back to you at Yovel. It goes back to the Beis HaMikdash at Yovel. Meaning when you're makdish a field, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't keep your field. What are they going to do with the field? The Beis HaMikdash sells it to somebody else and they keep the money. So you would think that field comes back to you at Yovel. No. When that field goes back to the Beis HaMikdash at Yovel, and they'll sell it weiter. They'll sell it for the next 50 years and keep the money from it. So when you're makdish a field where you don't get the upper hand in terms of what happens at Yovel, so you do get the upper hand in terms of Gol Chatzayin. So that's Rabbi Shimon's Drasha. So now we said, based on Rabbi Shimon's Drasha, we're going to be able to answer our question about Bayis Bevatei Arichoma. We see, what does Rabbi Shimon try to do? That if you get the upper hand in one place, you don't get the upper hand in the other area. So what's the halacha by Bayis Bevatei Arichoma? So Hay Mocher Bayis Bevatei Arichoma Nami. Ho Vahura Kocho Shimalo Lo Shana Tamima Velo Nigla Nechlat. Since you have an extreme lower hand when it comes to Yovel, not only don't you get it back at Yovel, you lose any opportunity to get it back after that 1 year. 1 year from when you sell it, you will never see it again. You cannot be goalit anymore. So it makes sense. We should give you the upper hand at least when it comes to being goel lechatzayim. So therefore, by the bayis batei arichoma, you are able to be goel lechatzayim. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. The question is only going to become clear on the very bottom line. So it's going to take a little while to get to the question. What the question is going to be, though, is that in this brisa that we're about to quote, we're going to see that a bayis bebatei arichoma is not goel lechatzayim, is not love v'gol v'gol lechatzayim. And we were just poshet that it is something that you love v'gol v'gol lechatzayim. It is something that you're allowed to be goel halfway. So eisvei im goel yigal malamit shalov v'gol v'gol lechatzayim sheyachol. I might have thought as follows. Alo dinu. If by a mocher steachuza, where we give you the upper hand in terms of Yovel, you do get your field back at Yovel by steachuza, and still we give you a disadvantage when it comes to gula lechatzayin. So makdish, when I makdish something, where I have a disadvantage when it comes to Yovel, for sure I should have a disadvantage when it comes to Gula Chatzon, meaning the way this price presents it is the exact opposite Svara that we used before. Rabbi Shimon always was darshaning before that everything should even act, right? That if you have a disadvantage in one place, we should give you an advantage somewhere else. This price is saying, no, look at the halachos and see whether something is a din cham or a din kal, and you just look at the steachuza where we see that he has an advantage in one area, and still we're willing to disadvantage him in another area. So when you're talking about makdish, who does not even have that advantage, who's disadvantaged in the area of Yovel, for sure should be disadvantaged in the area of lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzan. So the Gemara says, no, but maybe it's not such a good kal v'chomer, because maybe the reason why mocher steachuza is the reason why mocher steachuza is unable to be goel lechatzayin is not is because it has another weakness. Maybe because when you sell steachuza, you don't have the ability to be goel it immediately. So since it has that weakness, the halachas by steachuza for the first 2 years, you're not allowed to be goel. So since it has that weakness that you can't be goel it immediately, maybe that's why it's eno nigal lechatzon tomer b'makdish sheyafa kochol ligol miyad, as opposed to a makdish where you do have the ability to redeem it immediately. So maybe we should say it is you are able to be goel lechatzon. So says Gemara, no, that can't be the deciding factor. Whether or not you can be goel miyad can't be the deciding factor. How do I know that? Mocher bayis b'atei arichoma yochiach sheyafa kochol ligol miyad v'en lo v'gol v'gol lechatzon. Because when you sell a house in b'atei arichoma, you do have the ability, you have the advantage of the ability to be goel it immediately, and still we see it's not goel lechatzon. So don't tell me that anything that you cannot be goel immediately is not goel lechatzon, and anything that you can be goel immediately is goel lechatzon, because we see by bayis b'atei arichoma you can be goel immediately, but it's not goel lechatzayin. So the but the bottom line is the Braisa assumes that we know the halacha by Bais Bader Rechoma that it can't be goel lechatzayin, and we said before that according to Rabbi Shimon it is goel lechatzayin based on Rabbi Shimon's drasha. Says Gemara lokasha harabban harabbi Shimon, no problem at all. That's the difference is one Braisa is going like Rabban, the other is going like Rabbi Shimon. This is part of Rashi points out part of the broader machlokas of the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon in all of Shas, whether darshin on time of dekra or lo darshin on time of dekra. If you look at the top Rashi, harabbanan de lo yavi time of dekra va'amri duhuru kocha b'chad de milsa hurinami b'milsa achrita farma hecha de gali b'ekra. The Rabbanan will assume that we're not going to try to explain the reasons for the pasuk. We're just going to analyze the dinim that we know and try to judge whether we're dealing with an isur chamur or an isur kal. Try to analyze whether we're dealing with an area of halacha that we should be more machmiran or an area of halacha where that we're not so machmiran. Nothing to do with any reasons for any dinim. Ubavate arichama garmin gulugulu mistechuza vahaduka amina debayis birchama love of a goal the goal of chatzan. That's Rabbi Shimon coming at the other time of the Kra, and the one that said that you can be Gola Chatzan, that's going according to Rabbi Shimon, who gives time of the Kra. Fine. Amr le Rav Acha Brei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Ika le Mifrach Mal le Mocher Bayis Bebat Yerichoma Shekein Hura Kocho Li Gal Li Olam Tomer B'maktish Yafa Koch Li Gal Li Olam. He says, wait a second. When you sell a Bayis Bebat Yerichoma, you're not going to be able to be goalit liolam. By makdish, you are able to be goalit liolam. Meaning there's a big difference between the halachos of being goal of a bayis bater rechoma and something that you made hegdish. Some le ravach sabur vashi mishum diikal meimar nehadu dina. Taste of a mad sad. So we ain't a chinami, but we learn from a tzad hashava that mocher steach luzer meaning, and the tzad hashava would play out as follows: that you want to tell me that I cannot derive one from the other. I cannot derive being makdish something from a mocher bayis bebatei arichoma, because when I'm mocher bayis bebatei arichoma, when I'm mocher bayis bebatei arichoma, I only have that 1 year. Well, mocher steachuze yochiach sheyafa kocha legal liolam. But you see that ve'in lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzan. But you see that just because it has that chumrah of 1 year, that's not the reason that it's not goal l'chatzan. Because after all, by mocher steachuze, where it's yafa kocha legal liolam, where it doesn't have that disadvantage, it can be negal liolam, still in love of gol v'gol l'chatzan. So frankly, Gemara, yeah, but steachuze isn't a good source either for being makdish, because mal mocher steachuze shekein hura kocha legal miyad. By mocher se'achuza, you're unable to be goalit immediately. So it has that disadvantage that makdish doesn't have. When you're makdish, you can be goalit immediately. So mocher bayis bat erichom yuchiach. Well, then you turn back to Bais Bater Rechoma, where it's not Hura Kocha L'Gol Miyad, where you are able to be Gol immediately. V'chazar Adin, lo Rizek, Rizek, Hatzad HaShav Shebehen, Shenegalin, Ve'ein Lov V'Gol V'Gol Chatzan. So what do the Stei Achuza and Bater Rechoma both have in common? They both have in common that they can be redeemed, but they cannot be redeemed the chatzayin, and therefore I can derive from there afani avi makdish shenigal vein love of gol v'gol l'chatzayin. So too we can derive from there that when you makdish something, yes, it can be redeemed, but not l'chatzayin. Meaning we were questioning, we just assumed before that you can derive the halacha of makdish from the halacha of bater rechama. So the Gemara is just clarifying that you really can't derive the halacha of makdish directly from the halacha of bater rechama. That just because bater rechama is not called l'chatzayin does not necessarily mean makdish is not called l'chatzayin, because they're not exact parallels. What you have to use is the tzad hashava between bater rechama and steachuza, and between the weaknesses of the two sides, you'll be able they'll compensate for each other, and you'll be able to derive the halacha of makdish from the two of them combined. So, really, is there nothing that the two of them have in common that makdish does not have? If you look at both Bais Bater Rechoma and Steachuza, you can't redeem it during the second year. Why not? Because Bais Bat Erechoma, you only have 1 year to redeem and then you're done. Then you lose it forever. Steachuza, the halacha is that there's a 2 year waiting period. There's 2 years that you're not allowed to redeem it, and then you're allowed to redeem it after that. But during year two, you have that overlap where you're not allowed to redeem it. By Tomar ben Makdish, Sheyafakacholigal b'shanashniya. There's no such halacha by Makdish, so maybe the reason why by those two halachas, Bat Erechoma and Steachuza, the reason why it's not Nigal Achatzayin is because it also has this chumrah that it's not nigal during the second year, but when it comes to Makdish, where it is nigal during the second year, maybe it should be nigal achatzayin as well. Some of the ravina mishum dikel meimar evid ivri animkar loved kochav miyachiyach. No, because we can say that you see that the second year is not so critical to this halacha from the halacha of an evid ivri who sold to a guy sheyafa kochol ligal b'shana shnia. An evid ivri that sold to a guy may be redeemed during the second year, and still they love ligal achatzayin. And still he can't be redeemed halfway. So bottom line is, it's a tzad hashava that we derive it from, but it's a three-way tzad hashava in the end. Right? We darshan from Bayis Bebatei Erechoma plus Te'achuza plus Eved Ivri. From the combination of those three halachos, we see that when you're makdish something, you can't be goel chatzayin. Period. Third shaila of Rav Huna Bar Chinna from Rav Sheshes. Boy mele Rav Huna Bar Chinna mer Rav Sheshes. Hamocher bayis bebat erichoma, nigal akrovim away nigal akrovim. When you sell a bayis in a bat erichoma, can you have relatives redeem it? Gulasu gulasu misteachuza gamar, ma steachuza in nigal chasan v'nigalas lakrovim. Do we say, well, let's look at steachuza and derive the halach over here from the halach by steachuza? That just like by steachuza, it can't be redeemed halfway. But relatives can redeem it. Af hainami ein nigal chatzayin v'nigal akrovim. So to over here, by bayis bat erechoma, can't be redeemed halfway. But you don't have to be the one to redeem it. Your relatives can redeem it on your half, on your behalf. Odilma ki ksiv agulu b'chatzayin hu d'ksiv b'krovim lo ksiv. Or maybe. No, the when do we have geula written by Bat Erechoma? We have the concept of we don't have it written in connection to krovim. If you look at Rashi, odilma ki ksiv geula so b'steachuza so. When does it say geula so by steachuza? It's lema'it chatzayin hu d'ksiv. It's to tell me not to do it halfway, meaning geula so that you have to do geula totally, not halfway. Shner matza kedei geula so. So, that only if you have enough money for the geula, kedei kulo velo kedei chetzio, not good enough to have money for half of the geula. Hilchach ki chazo kasuv gzeir shava lemigmar achad milso hu dechsev velo lemigmar gulas krovim delav legabe gulas oksivi, and therefore maybe the gzeir shava is coming to teach me just that one din about chatzayin, but it's not coming to teach me about all of the halachos, including gulas krovim. That maybe gulas krovim is not included in the limud, and therefore, just because you have a concept of gulas krovim by steachuza, does not mean you should have a concept of gulas krovim by bat erechoma. So amalei eino nigel. So he said, the answer is it's not nigel krovim by bat erechoma. Esvei b'chol gula titnu l'rabos batim eved ivri. Pasuk says b'chol gula titnu by steachuza, and we say that that's coming to include batim and eved ivri. So what do you mean it's coming to include batim? My love, bat erechoma, isn't that an extra riboy to come and teach me that bat erechoma are included? Isn't that the point? So it says Gemara, meaning in which case we see that it also can be redeemed by krovim. So it says Gemara, lo, batei chatzerim, not talking about regular batei chatzerim, not batei erechoma. Batei chatzerim behed yiksiv bu, but I need a drasha, a ribui, to teach me batei chatzerim? No, that's finished in the pasuk, I'll stay aretz yechashev. So it says Gemara, now what you see in the pasuk by batei chatzerim is that you're allowed to have krovim redeem it. How do I know that they have an obligation to redeem it? That's why I need an extra riboy. Hahula kovachova. I need two limudim, one from the pasuk and one from the riboy, to tell me that that it's a chiyuv for krovim to redeem it. But still, by batei erechoma, there's no din of krovim. V'alibid Rabbi Lazar, why do I need to teach me a chiyuv? Alibid Rabbi Lazar, we're going like Rabbi Lazar. D'tanya, v'galas memkar achiv, reshus. that to the din of geula by a relative is only optional. It's not a chiyuv. Atom rishusu in a lachov. Is it optional or is it a chiyuv? Tamal amar ve'ish ki lo yelo goel. The pasuk talks about someone who does not have a goel. So frakting mar v'chi yesh adam yisrael she'ein lo goelim. Is there a Jew in the world that doesn't have goelim? Keep in mind, we're talking about steachuza. So the answer can't be a ger. Normally when we say, is there a Jew that doesn't have relatives? So we always say, ger doesn't have relatives. That's not what we're going to say over here, because we're talking about fields that we have as a Yerusha. The ger doesn't have the Yerusha. So, is there someone who doesn't have any goelim? Rashi says doesn't have any goelim. That all the way you go back in the family line, that all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. Right? Is there anyone from those who take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael she'in lo goelim mizera Yaakov? As long as there's another Jew alive, you have a relative. It's interesting because the Gemara in Baba Basra says that it doesn't go all the way back to Yaakov. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that this goes back to the Shvatim. It goes back to the division amongst the Shvatim. So another Jew alive, if he's from another Shevet, wouldn't be good enough. The Gemara says, aye, so maybe the Ritaka is a Jew who doesn't have a relative? Well, so no, we have a Masorah that no Shevet is going to be totally wiped out. So every Shevet, there's always going to be somebody from that Shevet alive. So you're always going to be able to have some relative, but it doesn't go all the way back to Yaakov, it only goes to the Shvatim, which is strange that Rashi would assume against what the Gemara Babas's Maskana is. But anyway, the point is, so who are we referring to? Who's the Torah referring to as someone who doesn't have a Goel? El Zeshi Yesh Lovein Arot Zalikach Sher Rishua says, no, that's referring to a guy who does have a relative, but the relative isn't interested. He's my 12th cousin once, why in the world? Going all the way back to Reuven, I'm his relative. Why would I want to go redeem his field for him? I'm not interested, thank you very much, right? So if a relative is not interested, so that's what it's coming to tell me, that it's Rishus Piyado, that he does not have an obligation to do so, right? Relatives over here, are the Sharmat Yon Balach points out, are different than relatives when it comes to Eidos. When it comes to Eidos, it stops at a certain point. You don't say, oh, everyone's relative going back to Yaakov Avinu, because obviously the system can't work that way, because then you wouldn't be able to, right, you would have to find someone from a different Shevet or whatever for all your Eiduyos. So by Eidos, there are very specific halachos. We happen to be more machmir, generally speaking, when it comes to Gittin and even Kiddushin and things like that. We happen to be more machmir than the halacha, than the Ikar Adin requires. I think the Ramah quotes that we're machmir even up to a shlishi b'shlishi with two Balki Ishtos, that if two people's wives are Shlishi B'Shlishi, which means three generations up to the common relative, sometimes you don't even know you're Shlishi B'Shlishi with two Balki Ishtos. That's why, people at weddings, the Masada Kedushin always asks, so you're related in any way? So usually the person just smiles like, well, of course not, I know better than that. Sometimes you really have to think, because sometimes it could be a distant relationship. I've been at weddings where that's been an issue, where someone was a shlishi b'shlishi, they didn't even realize, and they just say, we're going to try to be extra machmir. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Amar v'gol es memkar achiv chova. Rabbi Lezer says, no, it's a chiyuv to go and redeem for krovim. Ata omar chova o'en ol rishus. So is it a chiyuv or only rishus? Tamal omar v'chol gulatit na'akasav kova chova. The Torah treats it as a chova. So armin l'rabban l'ravashi v'armin l'ravina l'ravashi bishlam l'manyam l'rabbas bati erichoma haynu d'chsev bakal. I understand very well if you're coming to include Bate Arichoma, that's why it says the word Bakol. But El Mandyam Rabbis Bate Chatzerim, my Bakol. But if you're only coming to include Bate Chatzerim, why do I need the word Bakol? Says Tosos, my Bakol, Lichtov Gu'ula Titnu La'aretz. Just say Gula Titnu La'aretz, Veshaminin, Steachuza, Lakova Chova, U Bate Chatzerim, Bechlal. Since we're already talking about Bate Chatzerim in the Parsha, so you don't need an extra word, just say Gula Titnu La'aretz, and I'll know that you're trying to say that it's not just a Rishus, that it's a Chiyuv. But if it's referring to a different parsha, it's trying to carry me over to Bat Erichom, it's trying to bring in a new topic, so then I understand you would need an extra word bakol to bring in Bat Erichom. So Kasha, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Why did Torah say Yigalenu three times? It comes to tell me that all geulos should be keseder hazeh, meaning keseder hazeh means that any geula that is omed lihigael should follow this this seder, which we assume means to have krovim. go and redeem it. So my love, Bater Arichoma v'Eved Ivri. So isn't that coming to include Bater Arichoma and Eved Ivri, that they both have a din of Gulas Krovim? And you tried to tell me before that Bater Arichoma does not have a din of Gulas Krovim. So lo, Bater Chatzer Mesteach Luza. No, it's not Bater Arichoma and Eved Ivri, it's Bater Chatzer Mesteach Luza that have Gulas Krovim. Frankly, more, Bater Chatzer Mesteach Luza behet yiksev, asay arti chashev. But we have Beferish Pasuk about Bater Chatzer Mesteach Luza that they have Gulas Krovim. So Kedam Rav Nachman Yisuk, Karav Kodim. No, come tell me a different halacha. Yigalenu comes to teach me a different halacha that not only does it have Gulas Krovim, but the way the Gulas Krovim works is he who is most closely related has the first obligation of Geula, and then it goes from there down. Hachanami l'karav karav kodem. So here as well, we have the din of karav karav kodem. Heicha ilmed Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Where was Rav Nachman's initial din of karav kodem stated that we say that just like Rav Nachman Yitzchok said by his place karav kodem, so too over here by Steachuza and Batei Chaserim we're going to apply karav kodem. What was his initial context for karav kodem? Ahadi ba'ilu Eved Ivri and Imkul Yisrael Nigla Krovim Mayim Nigla Krovim. He was asked by an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Jew, does he have Gulas Krovim or not? Alibu the Rabbi Loti Bayi Lachter Mishi Einu Nigla Ba'ilu Nigla B'Sheish Amu Lo Mifrak. Rebbe had said just derech agav almost that someone that we know by someone who was not nigal with krovim is nigal with sheish with 6 years. So Rebbe just assumed as a davar pashut that an eved ivri sold to a Jew is not nigal with krovim. So that there's no question what Rebbe holds. Kiti bailech alib drabbanan, but the shail is where the rabbanan hold. Mai. So what's the din? Yalfinan sachir sachir v'lo darshi yigalenu adum yigalenu l'zev v'lo l'acher. Do we say we derive sachir sachir that an eved ivri who's nimkar liyisrael, the halacha should be derived from an eved ivri who's nimkar to a guy that he should have gulas krovim? Or do we say no? We have a pasuk yigalenu. Tell me, there's gulas krovim by the nimkar la'akum, but there's no gulas krovim by the nimkar liyisrael. So tashma b'chol gulatit nu the rabbis batim the eved ivri. Comes to the Bechol, comes to be Marbe, Batim and an Eved Ivri. My love, Batei Arichoma, the Eved Ivri and Nimkal Yisrael. So isn't it coming to be Marbe, even an Eved Ivri who's sold to a Jew? So you see that an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew does have Gulas Krovim? So it's more low, Eved Ivri and Nimkal Lovit Kuchavim. It's coming to be Marbe, an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. Eved Ivri and Nimkal Lovit Kuchavim, Behedik Sivbei, Ododo, Ben Dodo Yigalenu. Pasuk says, Beferish to by Eved Ivri and Nimkal Lovit Kuchavim, that he has Gula. That's coming to tell me that there's a chiyuv, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who says by Stei Achuza that it's only Rishus, will say that when it comes to the Eved Ivri, Nimka Lovid Kochavim, there's a chiyuv, right? That you have to get him out of that position. You can't pass on that opportunity to be goel him from the position of someone who's sold to a guy. Tashma, Matam Lami Galenu 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 Pamim, Rabbis Kolagulash Nagolsk, say that. Don't we see that Yigalenu teaches me that you have a din of Gulas Krovim even by Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jew? Meaning, this is the same line of questioning we had before, but before we were focused on the Batei Arichoma half of it. Now we're focused on the Eved Ivri half of it, but it's the same exact Shak Levitaria. Says Mar Lo Batei Chatzer Mistei Achuza. No, Yigalenu teaches me about Batei Chatzer Mistei Achuza, the din of Gulas Krovim. Frakli Gemar again, Batei Chatzer Behedik Sibu Al Stei Achuzich Hashem. No, we already have a Beferish Pasuk about Gulas Krovim by Batei Chatzer Mistei Achuza. Amram Nachman Yisrael Lekarav Karav Kodem. No, so this is coming to teach me not only that there is a din of Gulas Krovim, but that the way the din of Gulas Krovim works is Karav Kodem. The closest relative goes first. Fine. Now back to the Mishnah. Vanirtza Nikna Beretzia. Someone who is Nirtza can be acquired. Someone who has his ear pierced is acquired by Ritzia, by piercing the ear after the 6 years. At the end of the 6 years. Dichsiv Viratza Adonav Vesazna Vimartzeya. How do I know that? It's a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah. Fine. That was easy. Vekonas How does he get out of Avdus though? Either from Yovel or when the Adon dies. It says you serve him, meaning the master, but when it comes to the Nirtza, not the son or the daughter. a regular Eved Ivri would serve the son, not the daughter. He doesn't call Yerusha, but he would work for the son. The Eved Ivri Nirtza, once he's already had the piercing, so he won't serve anybody. When the master dies, he goes free. Li'olam, li'olam ha'shaliyova, and it says, Vavado li'olam. So Vavado teaches not anyone but the original master, and li'olam teaches me only up until Yovel. Olam means olam ha'shaliyovel. Tan Rabbanan, Marzeya, in the Yalam Marzeya, Minayim, Rabbis Chasel v'hasol v'hasira, v'machat v'mekadeach v'mechasev, how do I know that other instruments can also be used to pierce the ear, that it doesn't have to be just the normal metal piercer? You can use a splinter and a thorn and a drill and all these other types of instruments to go and pierce the ear. The rabbis called davar shenikach biyadiv Rabbi Yosef Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe says, as long as it's something that you could be lokeach, that you can take, that you can pick up with your hand, that's fine. Then you're allowed to use it to pierce the ear for the eved. Rebbe Yomer, ma marzeh miyuchat shal matachas, av kol shal matachas. Rebbe says, no, these things, these instruments are not okay. You can't use a splinter to go and pierce the eved's ear. It needs to be something that is made out of metal. It has to be like a marzeh, which is dafka made out of metal. So you need a sharp metal implement to pierce the eved's ear. Another way of saying it is, it says, another drasha is hamartzea. It says with the hay, to be marba the martzea hagadol, that to tell me that you should use the ultimate martzea. Now, I still don't know what that means, right? How big does it have to be? So the poskim, later poskim, have to figure out what exactly is the Gemara talking about. Meaning, I have to find the world's biggest Marzeya? Normally, that's what Hei idea, right? The one that stands out, or the best brand of Marzeya. So I saw Shaman Tzion Balach, I forget who he quotes that it has to be big enough that someone who sees the Eved should notice there's a hole in his ear. I mean, it should be a big enough hole that if you see him, you should notice that there's a hole in his ear, that you shouldn't have to examine it closely to see the hole in his ear. I mean, we pierce the ear, there's nothing about an earring, we just pierce it. So you have to be able to, the hole has to be big enough that you see the hole. Amar Blazer, Yudan Baribi Hayadorish Kshein Rotsim, Ein Rotsim Ela Bemilsa. So Yudan Baribi, Rashi points out, Yudan is his name, Baribi is his title. Right? In general, the term Baribi is a Lashon of Chachma V'Charifus, Rashi says. It's a compliment to a person. It says that he was a very smart and sharp person. So that's what in the discussion about giving multiple names to people and when that began. So the Chida writes, it's not from Rabbi Yehuda Baribi or, you know, all these titles that you have, because Baribi was just the title, it wasn't their actual name. So we don't assume, if you look in Chazal, there aren't any people with or Abba Chalafta, Abba this, Abba, right? That's also a title. Those aren't two names. In Chazal we don't find people with two names. Anyway, but he says when you do the Ritzia, you pierce the ear lobe. The Chum say no, an Eved Ivri who's a Kohen is not allowed to get pierced because he'll become a balmum from it. But if they're going to pierce his ear lobe, how's he going to become a balmum? You don't become a balmum if you learn through in Becharos. What makes someone a balmum or not? It doesn't make one a balmum if you have a hole in the ear lobe. So it must be that the ritzia is against what Rabbi Yudan Baribi says. The ritzia is on the cartilage of the ear, not on the ear lobe. I remember Shachta once quoted from a tshuva from Meir Arik. I don't recall ever seeing the tshuva inside, where he discusses that perhaps this machlokas is megala on what we consider the halachic ear. I mean, what we consider to be all part of the ear halachically. Do we consider only the cartilage part of the ear, or the ear lobe is part of the ear also? The Mainaf Gamina, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, how long does one's payas have to be? Ad sof ha'ozen. So, for whatever reason, the accepted practice has been to be makel that sof ha'ozen is somewhere toward the top. But sof ha'ozen, really, meaning people say the bone, that doesn't really, meaning it would be toward the top of the ear, I guess, could be, depending on your facial structure, it might be a little higher than it, but Pashup Shah, I guess, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, sof ha'ozen would mean the end of the ear. So the question is, where does the ear end? Does it end at the cartilage part, or do you have to go all the way down to the ear, to the bottom of the ear lobe? So Ramiro Rick suggests that maybe that's this machlokas, that if you say that the piercing can't be in the ear lobe, why can't it be in the ear lobe? Because that's not the ear. So sof ha'ozen would mean excluding the ear lobe. Interesting application. Anyway, so b'maika miflugi. So what's the machlokas about? So Rebbe Darsh Klali, meaning not this machlokas, what's the previous machlokas about? The machlokas is about what type of utensil to use, of whether you should use a metal utensil or whether you can use anything, any sharp utensil. So they argue about how to darshan psukim in general when you have an inclusive, exclusive, and inclusive term following each other. The Rebbe Darsh Klali Uprati. Rebbe darshans it as a klal upratu klal, right? Lakachta klal, matzea prat, ba'azno badelos chazor klal. Lakachta is very general, matzea is very specific, ba'azno badelos is very general again, and therefore he darshans klal upratu klal, yatodon, elokeina prat. That whenever you have a klal upratu klal, you always go with something that's similar to the prat. Ma prat mufurish al matechas, just like the matzea, which is said explicitly in the pasuk, is made out of metal. Af kol shal matechas, or anything we're going to include, is also going to be made out of metal. Rabbi Yossi darsh ribuyu miyuti. Rabbi Yossi darshans it not as klal upratu klal, but as ribuyu miyuti uriboy, which is a totally different method of drasha. V'lakachta riba, v'lakachta comes to tell me everything. Matzea miyate, matzea comes to exclude something. Bazno vadelas chazav riba. Then bazno vadelas comes to include more again. So riba miyad riba, riba akol. If you darshan these things as riboy miyut riboy, you're supposed to be marba everything. Everything is supposed to be included except for one. When you say klal prat klal, you're very exclusive. You say only things that are very similar to the prat. When you do riboy miyut riboy, you include everything except for one. So my rabbi kol mili. So we include everything. My miyate, what do we exclude? Miyate sam. The only thing we exclude is using something that's not an instrument at all, just using some type of sam, putting some type of chemical on the ear that's going to make a hole in the ear. Amar hamartzea lavi martzea gadol. My mashma, where do you see that the word hamartzea means the martzea hagadol? How do we derive that at all? Kedam rava hayerech ha-miyumena sh'b'yerech ha-chinami hamartzea miyuchat sh'b'martzin. Just like hayerech means the miyumena sh'b'yerech, it means the right one, it means the one that you would think of, the higher level one, so too, hamartzea is the miyuchat sh'b'martzin. Just the arrow, we said the Kohen can't be nirtza because it makes him a balmum. It's a question of what the isser is. So it makes him a balmum. So what? So why can't he be nirtza just because it makes him a balmum? So he's not going to be able to do the avoda. So perhaps this relates to the larger topic in Shas about putting oneself in a position to do a mitzvah. That a person shouldn't do anything that's going to disqualify him from doing a mitzvah. Even though technically there's no isser per se in this act, but since it's going to put him out of a position to do a mitzvah, so that itself is going to be problematic. And we've been discussing the Tuesday night shiur, to what extent you have to go to put yourself in a position to do a mitzvah. Obviously, so you can't put yourself in a position not to do a mitzvah. Amar Rav Lazar, Yudam Baribi Hayadorish Kshein Rotzin Ein Rotzin El B'Milsa V'Chomer Ein Every Kohen Yisum Neishin Asa Balmum. Right, we just said that Kohen can't get it because he's a Balmum, and therefore it has to be in the upper part of the year. So Frank Gemara of Yasa Balmum. Right? Let him be a balmum, right? No, you're supposed to be able to go back and do the avodah. It's not good enough that he should be able to be a balmum. Meaning if he's shavel, the pasuk says the avodah has to be shavel mishpachtel, means he should go back to his old avodah, to his old job. What if the avodah is a kohen? Can his master give him a shivcha kananis? Chidushu loshna kohanim loshna Yisrael? Odil mashayne kohanim ol v'ribu ben akasim mitzvah siseris. Do we say, look, the pasuk says you can give your Avod Ivri Shivcha Kananis, so you can give the, it doesn't matter if he's a Kohen, or do we say, no, Kohanim are special, and we have to treat them special. So Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Amalei Rav Nachman Larvanan, Ki Avisu Beimar Shmuel, Pi Iskumdari, Italalto, My Time Alo, Temrule, Meha, Vechachamra, Me'in Avod Ivri Kohen, Yosem Neshin Asa Balmum, Vim Tomrein, Rav Mosel, Lo Shivcha Kananis, Tepli Divina, Hafta Es Adoni, Ves Ishti, Ves Bini, Veleka, why don't we prove the issue about whether you can give the Kohen a Shivcha Kananis from the issue about Balmum. We said, why can't you be Rotzea the Eved? Because he can't, we don't want to make, the Kohen is an Eved, because you don't want to make him Balmum. But wait a second, is he otherwise eligible for Ritzia? part of being eligible for Ritzia is the Eved being able to say, Ahavti Asadoni Vesishti, is that I love my master, I love my wife, I like it here. So he has to have a wife, he has to have a Shivcha Kananis that was given to him in order for him to be able to say that. So don't you see from there that the Kohen obviously can be given a Shivcha Kananis? Says the Gemara, the Sulamidi. Yeah, that seems like a pretty stark araya that he can be given a Shivcha Kananis. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. That's tough.